no man, you know. All right, so those people who are walking, I just want to show you a video, okay? And then I want to continue. You ready? This
is the truth.
When you think your life is over, you have no hope. And God says, no, I'm not done yet with you. You know, at BBN, we have a chatting ministry. Many people come before they commit suicide. We just had a few people saying, before I commit suicide, I need to talk to somebody. And they visit our chatting ministry and they get saved and they live a new life. So this is God, God who changes everything. Now, those people who just walked in, just want to introduce myself. My name is not that important, but I just want to tell you I'm a Korean. Korean, that part is important. The reason why is this. You know Genesis chapter 1, it talks about Genesis chapter 1 and 2, Adam and Eve. I believe that if Adam were Korean, he would never commit a sin. If Adam were Korean, he would eat the snake first. If Adam were Korean, he would never commit sins because we Korean men never listen to Korean women. But I knew that Adam was not a Korean. That part is important. Did you know that you are at the most safe place in the world? Let me give you a statistic. Did you know that 20% of all the death occurs in auto accident? Did you know that 17% of all the death occur at home? And did you know that 14% of accident occurs at, like, walking on the street? Did you know that 16% of all the death occurs like air or water, any kind of transportation? Now, out of 33 remaining, 32% of all the death occur in the hospital. So avoid hospitals. Don't go to hospitals. Now, what are the chances of dying during worship service? 0.001. Now, what about the death percentage of death during Sunday school? Less than 0.001. So we need to make a bumper sticker saying, you know, going to Sunday school can save your life. Yeah, so we should make that bumper sticker and put it in our cars. Anyways, this morning I want to talk about something that we need to learn, and that is, can I move around? Is it okay if I move around? One of the greatest dangers that we have is not forget about God or renounce our faith. It's not about not doing tithing. It's not about not sharing the gospel. One of the greatest dangers we have is we settle down. We content with our faith right now. Now, let me give you this analogy. Christian life is going uphill and bicycle. Now, imagine you're going uphill with a bicycle. You go up, but if you stop it, what's going to happen is that you go down. You see, that's a Christian life. And the Bible says we have to keep pressing on. I mean, we have to keep moving on. And if we don't grow, we die. The greatest danger is we settle down as a good Christian. We think coming to church, coming to worship service, coming to Sunday school, I've done my part, this is enough, I'm giving 10% of my income, I think I'm a good Christian, I think God honors me. Yeah, God honors you, but when you have that kind of thought, that's the danger comes. That's one of the dangers we are facing in our Christian life, saying, I don't need to make one more step. I am comfortable. This is a comfortable zone, and I don't need to get out of this comfort zone. All of us, we are in comfort zone right now. And I want to challenge you this morning, where are you right now? Are you willing to take a risk? Are you willing to take the sacrifice in order for you to move on? Or are you afraid of that hardships and difficulties and sacrifice? Just stay where you are. There's a book called Good to Great. Jim Collins wrote, if you are in business, make sure you read that book. There are people who researched over 1,400 companies, and they found out that most companies are good companies, but 11 companies are stood as great company. He said, Jim Collins said, there are many good schools, but there isn't any great school. There is a good government, there isn't any great government. There are so many good Christians, but there aren't so many great Christians. I want to challenge you this morning to go beyond good Christian. I want to challenge you this morning, leave your comfort zone. Take one step. I'm going to talk about when Peter got out of the boat. I don't think Peter got out of the boat like this. Oh, Jesus. Hello, Jesus. I don't think he was like that. It was like this. He was like, you know, scared, you know. Like, but he did it anyway when all the disciples stayed in their comfort zone. Yesterday, I went to Fair Price. You know Fair Price? I love Fair Price. They got everything. I love Popular, but I love Fair Price because their price is pretty good. But except they have to, they speak Chinese to me. I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, they look at me like, where are you from? You know? But anyways, I love your church too. And I love God. What's this? Egg. How do you know this is egg? How do you know? How can you prove this is an egg? You just have to trust me. No, you trust a Fair Price. I got this from Fair Price. Okay, I trust Fair Price. Imagine this is an egg. Not imagine, okay? This is an actual egg, okay? Now, imagine it cracks open and chicken jumps out of egg. We're like, wow, what a transformation, what a change, that's awesome. Chicken, you know, just cracks open, it cracks open and chicken jumps out of, you know, from this shell. Now, that's our point of view, that one step, but chicken's point of view, he was evolving and developing, incubating inside. It took a long time, it took a long process. What I'm trying to say is this. Jim Collins, when he wrote The Good to Great, he said most companies that are considered as a great, they didn't born as a great companies. It took a long, long, long process. My point is this. You don't become a great Christian overnight. You don't become a Christian just like egg jumps out. It takes a long, long process. Sometimes the process is difficult. And sometimes you don't want to face that process. But it is needed. You have to take that process in order to move beyond your Christian, in order to go and become a great Christian. Now we're going to look at several passages today. And those passages tell us how we stay as good Christian. Alright, now, number one, here is what I want to do. Why do we have to become great Christian? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. If you don't know where Ephesians is, ask your pastor to pray for you. And you will find Ephesians. Can we read the verse together? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Ready? Go. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Okay, just repeat after me. Followers of God.
Followers of God.
Followers of God, it means God-like characteristic. You know what? There are many passages in the Bible say follow me means copy me. When God said copy me, we have to have His characteristic. Meaning, the reason why we need to become great Christian is that God is great Christian. When Jesus says follow me, it means a mimic. Hebrew word mimic means follow me, copy me. That's why I'm encouraging you to copy Jesus. I'm copying God. And when we copy God, when we copy Jesus, we have to have their characteristics. You see, God loves you so much, He doesn't want you to stay as a good Christian, but He wants you to have God-like characteristics. That's why tonight, well, this morning, and in our lives, we need to pursue to become a great Christian when my heart, when my mind says, it's okay, you don't have to go that far. It's okay, you are just doing your part. It's enough. No, it's not enough. There's always more. Later, I'm going to challenge you. If you're not serving this church, you have to serve. If you never share the gospel, it's time to serve. It's time to step out of the comfort zone, because that's what God wants. It's not what I want. This morning, I'm not preaching to you the lesson that you want to hear. I'm preaching to you the lessons that you need to hear. And this is God's message. So we're going to go to Numbers chapter 32. Numbers chapter 32 in the Old Testament, and see what's going on. I'm going to skip verse 1 through 4. We're going to read verse 5. Let's read the verse together. Wherefore, said they, if we have found grace in thy sight, let this land be given unto thy servants for possession, and bring us not over Jordan. Now, Let's imagine what's going on. I mean, the story goes like this. Remember, the people of Israel was wandering around in the desert for 40 years. They're about to enter the promised land, Canaan. Now, the two tribes in this passage saying, you know what? We don't want to go that land. We don't want to cross the Jordan River. We are okay. Even though it's desert, I think we are okay. We have a lot of animals. I think, you know, we can survive here. You see, what they are asking Moses is that, okay, Moses, let us stay here. When God wanted him to cross the Jordan River and enter the promised land, the reason why they don't want to go is this. Promised land, the size of grapes is bigger than, I don't know, it's so big, okay, it's big, okay. It's a beautiful land. Imagine this, you're looking over Jordan River and sun is setting down, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful scene. That's a place you want to go, but another view of the land is that there's enemy, there's people there, meaning when you go in there, you have to fight with them, and you're like, no, we don't want to fight them. I know the land is beautiful. I know that's where God wants me to go, but I'm not going because this is where I'm staying. That's what they are asking Moses. Moses, let us stay here. We don't want to cross Jordan River. We don't want to go there. It shows our faith. It shows our Christian life. When God is asking to move a walk of faith, we are like, no. God, I'm doing my best right now. I'm busy, you know, coming to church on Sunday. This is enough. What? You ask me to serve the church? There's no way I can do that. I'm so busy. And when God says, you need to go out and share the gospel, no, that's crazy. I have a fear. I've never done that in my life. When God expects us to go to make a step of faith, what we do is, Lord, I am comfortable where I am. Don't touch me. Okay, leave me alone. I'm just fine here. Just leave me alone. Is that what's going on in your life and in my life? Where we love God, but sometimes we hear, but we ignore it. Because we don't like the change. You see, crossing the Jordan River is all about change, sacrifice, difficulties, and hardships. But we don't want that. We want good life. We want safe life. I challenge you this morning, and I'm going back to the state tomorrow morning. But I hope this message stays in your heart. Stir your heart. And it makes you ask, where I am right now? Am I in comfortable zone? Or am I making that walk of faith constantly? What now? We're going to move to Matthew chapter 14. After feeding 5,000 people, let's turn to Matthew 14. Verse 14:22, and talks about how Jesus sent off his disciple in a boat, and while he went off by himself to pray, and they go, the disciples go, and there's a storm. Verse 24. But the ship was now in the midst of sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And verse 26, when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. And verse 27, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And verse 28, you know what? Twelve disciples, Peter answered them, said, Lord, if it's thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. So, before I continue, here's what we're going to do. Everyone, help me. Let's do a drama this morning. Pretend you're on their ship. Okay, give me a scary, like a facial, okay, expression, okay? Don't go like this, whatever. Okay, pretend we are on that boat. Pretend there are 10 feet of waves. Pretend we are scared. Pretend you are really scared. Pretend, you know, I mean, you can't see everything, but there's a thunderstorm and waves. So can we start from this wall right here? I'm going to try this. Ready? Okay, just say something like, one, two, go, three. Okay. They need Jesus Christ. This right here, right here. One, two, three. Either I have a problem or you have a problem. You're not helping. Okay, right here. Help me. So you are on the... One of the best way to understand the message is that you put yourself in the situation. Okay? So right in at one, two, three. You guys see the goods. If you need the eggs, it's available. Take it. When everyone else stayed in the comfort zone, Peter stood up. Is it you? And he asked Jesus, can I come? And Jesus said, come. I think he was like this. There's Jesus. And then what happened? What the story goes, he got distracted. He walked, but he got distracted. And he began to sink. And then what happened? Did he swim like a Michael Phelps? No. Who rescued him? Let me ask this question. Did Peter fail? I don't think so. I don't think Peter failed. Because, first of all, it took him a lot of faith. It was not calm sea. It was not like a normal sea. It was full of thunderstorms and big waves. But he took a walk of faith by focusing on Jesus Christ. Jesus wanted to come. When everyone else is scared, I can't go. I don't think he failed. I think he was successful. And you know what? When he was thinking, oh, I'm dying, and Jesus Christ came and here, let's go. And then they went back to the boat. Where are you right now? Are you walking on the sea looking at Jesus Christ? Or are you scared in that boat? Where are you? This is a rubber band. Rubber band was made to stretch. If it doesn't stretch, it's no use, right? You see, we are made. We were created to grow. We were created to make that walk of faith. But But we are not doing it. It's like a rubber band that cannot be stretched. I want to challenge you this morning. Are you still in east side of East Jordan, Jordan River, saying, God, let me have my position here, let me stay here? Or are you willing to cross the Jordan River? Are you willing to get out of the boat, focusing on Jesus Christ? I know it's going to be hard. I know it'll cost me. I know it'll cost my time, my talents, but I'm going to do anyway. Do you have that passion? I hope that you restore that passion, because the passion drives you. If you have that passion, passion will make you a great Christian. If you lost your passion, this is a perfect time to restore that passion. Saying, because passion makes that walk of faith. So here's my challenge to you. What now? I've done my part this morning. God has done His part. What now? Would you stay in your comfort zone? Will you get out of comfort zone? There are many ways you can leave your comfort zone. One of the things is Romans chapter 12 verse 1 and 2. Give your heart as a living sacrifice every day. Give your life. Give everything that you have. Make God priority. You don't become a great Christian overnight. It's a lifelong process. Salvation happens when you accept Jesus Christ, but sanctification takes a long time. So hopefully, you reflect this message throughout today. And hopefully, you come up with action steps. What can I do? What are some things I can do for me to step out of the boat? Talk to Pastor Crocker, talk to Pastor Edwin. If you don't talk to leaders, talk to them. Instead of asking what God can do for me, ask this question: what I can do for church? What I can do for God? Leave self-centeredness. Myself, that's wrong. But it's all about God. It's all about others. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much.